The results are in. Our mailbox was full of entries for the first ever tightwide contest. There were funny, clever, and a few just plain bizarre techniques for saving money. This is the contest originated by personal finance contributor to Day to Day, Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post. Michelle, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks. It's so good to be here.
So you got a lot of entries that were good ideas, but not quite good enough or innovative enough for first prize. Just go through a couple of those.
Well, third place went to a gentleman who figured out that he could save on peanut butter. He decided that crunchy peanut butter took more space up because of the peanuts, and so that he was going to switch to creamy so he could get more sandwiches. I like this guy. I liked him a lot. Second place went to a woman who says her late husband figured out a way to save on home security. He looked at the magazines and found the decals. And instead of paying for home security, he just cut out the decals and plastered them on his window. And then the top prize went to Grant Thompson. They decided that, you know what, forget all those fancy schmancy plasma televisions. They went to a garage sale and bought a television for $15. And there was just one slight problem. It didn't have all the colors, so they were watching everything in blue. So Clifford the big red dog was Clifford the big blue black dog. Oh, and so she says, this is the wife who nominated. She says, my husband and I still get a tightwad adrenaline rush every time we think about our great deal, their $15 television. I had to give this to them because I love anybody who day, because you can buy television pretty cheaply these days. But to go that extra mile to watch everything in blue and black, that's my kind of couple.
Any other notable entries, people who you considered for winners and they just didn't quite make it?
Well, this one guy goes to AA meetings for the free coffee. So they didn't have a drinking problem. He just shows up at the end of the meeting and goes and gets the coffee. Guess they have good coffee.
He goes to Alcoholics Anonymous for the free coffee.
And this one couple who takes trips to Vegas have figured out that they can find cash in Vegas, but without putting down their own money. So they scour the floor of the casinos and looking for people who have left quarters and change in the slots. And they said one time they found as much as, I think, $19 that people have left in the tray. But they said you have to go to the expensive casinos because rich people don't pay attention to all the quarters that they leave into the slot machines. And then one couple decided to put all their doors facing the same way so that once their kids leave, they can turn the house into a hotel.
You turn the doors all the same way and that makes it a hotel?
That's right. He said that what they do was they built their home with all the doors facing out in the same direction so that as the children grew up and moved away, they could rent the empty rooms as a motel. And let me tell you about one woman who wrote about her grandmother. I love this penny pinching tip. When she finishes her drink, if there's ice left over, she saves the ice.
She saves the ice?
She saves the ice. Well, that's perfectly good ice. I totally understand why throw away good ice. That's money. That's water. So she puts it in a freezer and reuses it for her next drink. Would it be terrible if I admit that I do the same thing, Alex?
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life. And she created the Penny Pincher Contest. Michelle, what do the winners get?
Well, second and third place win some great, valuable NPR free stuff. And the first place winner wins my fabulous book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life, a signed copy of my book.
Michelle Singletary, thank you for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're so welcome.
Congratulations to all the Penny Pincher Award winners.